Once some people started backbiting against the king in front of Sayyidina Maymun rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he stayed quiet and did not say anything good or bad about him. When he fell asleep, he had a dream in which he saw the dead body of that same king who was spoken ill of. The foul-smelling, rotten dead body was laid before Sayyidina Maymun rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and someone was saying to him, "Eat it." He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh replied, "Why should I eat it?" The person replied, "People were gossiping and backbiting against this king in front of you." He said to the person, "But I did not say anything good or bad about him." He was told, "But you were willing to hear about him." Sayyidina Hazm rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi relayed, Sayyidina Maymun rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would not backbite against anyone, nor would he ever listen to it. Even if somebody tried to backbite, he would forbid him. If the person did not hold back, then Sayyidina Maymun rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would leave that place. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the aforementioned narration also teaches us that we are not allowed to backbite even against personalities, political personalities, elected officials, or people in power. I regretfully doubt whether there are any gatherings today which are devoid of backbiting against political leaders, ministers, members of parliament, or senators. Sometimes the president or the prime minister is targeted, and at all times the chief minister or the governor is attacked. Nevertheless, a lot of negative conversation takes place regarding political figures. They are severely disgraced and at times called names. Pay close attention to what Allah Azza wa Jal states in the glorious Quran in Surah Hujurat, part 26, verse 11, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman: "Not assign offensive names to one another." On page 246 of Asmaul Qadariya, the 300-page publication of Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami, it is stated, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu relayed that the embodiment of Noor sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, "Angels curse whoever calls a Muslim with any words, that is bad names, besides their name."